This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Hey, have you heard about the new DNA? A DNA and RNA-like system built from 8 nucleotide letters. Yes, that's right. It has 8 nucleotides. Unbelievable, isn't it? Well, scientists have actually created it. Now the question is, can there be a revolution in DNA structure? Can a synthetic genetic bipolymer meet the structural requirements needed to support Darwinism, including a polyelectrolyte backbone, predictable thermodynamic stability, and stereoregular building blocks that fit a Schrodinger aperiodic crystal? To know more about this current buzz on the new DNA, stay tuned till the end. Hello everyone. Welcome to yet another exciting episode of The Voice of Biotechnica. I'm Shomrita, your host for today. DNA is incredible. You exist because of the four chemicals: adenine, guanine, cytosine, and thymine. Have you ever wondered, with only four nucleotides, we get such billions of combinations that we've become all unique individuals? What could be the combinations if we had four more nucleotides? No behaviors are more central to biology than the storage, transmission, and evolution of genetic information. In modern terran biology, this is achieved by DNA double helixes whose strands are joined by regularly sized nuclear base pairs with hydrogen bond complementarity. Now, scientists have synthesized four additional unique bases with the goal of ending the data storage gap and finding alien life. DNA is a promising storage alternative because of its ability to compact billions of base pairs or bits in a microscopic cell. DNA is so reliable in copying and transmitting messages that it averages only one mistake in every 10 billion base pairs, and it can stay intact for thousands of years. Schrodinger theorized that the regularity in size as seen in the double helix DNA was necessary for the pairs to fit into an aperiodic crystal, which he proposed to be necessary for reliable molecular information storage and faithful information transfer. This feature is also essential for any biopolymer that might support Darwinian evolution, as it ensures that changes in the sequence of the informational building block do not damage the performance of the biopolymer, including its interaction with enzymes that replicate it. In early 2017, scientists synthesized two variable nucleotides called X and Y, bringing the functional alphabet to 6 letters. Complementary interbase hydrogen bonding has been proposed to be dispensable in Darwinian molecules, provided that size complementarity is retained. Thus, these hydrophobic nucleotide analogs have been incorporated into duplexes, aptamers, and living cells. These analogs increase the number of genetic letters from 4 to 6. However, pairs lacking interbase hydrogen bonds evidently must be flanked by pairs joined by hydrogen bonds. Now further, unless there are constrained by an enzyme active site, hydrophobic pairs can slip atop each other, shortening the rung in the DNA ladder, distorting the double helix and damaging the aperiodic crystal uniformity of the duplex. When hydrogen bonding is used to give a third pair, behaviors characteristic of natural DNA are also reproduced. Thus, six-letter DNA alphabets with interpair hydrogen bonds can be copied, PCR amplified, and sequenced, transcribed to six-letter RNA and back to six-letter DNA, and used to encode proteins with added amino acids. Six-letter alphabets with all pairs joined by interbased hydrogen bonds also support Darwinian selection, evolution, and adaptation, all hallmarks of the living state. In February 2019, NASA scientists reported there are DNA and RNA-like systems built from 8 nucleotide letters that form 4 orthogonal pairs. This DNA is known as Hachimoji DNA. Hachi means 8 and Moji means nucleotide. So this synthetic genetic biopolymer meets the structural requirements needed to support Darwinism and also Schrodinger. Measure thermodynamic parameters predict the stability of Hachimoji duplexes, allowing Hachimoji DNA to double the information density of natural Tehran DNA. Three crystal structures show that the synthetic building blocks do not perturb the aperiodic crystals seen in the DNA double helix. Hachimoji DNA was then transcribed to give Hachimoji RNA in the form of a functional fluorescent Hachimoji actinomer. These results expand the scope of molecular structures that might support life, including life throughout the cosmos. The four nucleotides are B, P, S, Z. All four nucleotides behave in accordance with parameters that guide the function of natural nucleotides. Just like the natural nucleotides, the pairings are highly specific. P will only bind with Z and B will only bind with S. It is imperative that the biochemical properties of synthetic base bind specifically, conserve the structure of the double helix, and do not restrict the order of the letters in the sequence. Conserving these three parameters of natural DNA allows synthetic DNA to function within the system. So synthetic DNA could be used to store information and build self-assembling nanostructures. So now you must be thinking, what are the limits of molecular information storage that combines Watson-Crick hydrogen bonding with Schrodinger's requirement for crystal-like uniformity, building an alien genetic system from 8 building blocks? Well, here are the points. Number 1. Analysis has allowed the scientists to determine 28 additional parameters for the 8-letter synthetic system using singular value decomposition methods. When the scientists were asked whether Hachimoji DNA might be mutable without damaging the Schrodinger aperiodic crystal required to support the mutability and Darwinian evolution, they said that the Hachimoji DNA in all the three structures adopt a B form with 10.2 to 10.4 base pair per term, as analyzed by 3DN. And number three, it appeared that Hajimoji DNA meets the Schrodinger requirement for a Darwinian system, forming essentially the same aperiodic crystal regardless the sequence. So it is a mutable information storage system. So this synthetic biology makes available a mutable genetic system built from 8 different building blocks. With double the information density of standard DNA and predictable duplex stability across all the 8 end sequence of length N, Hajimoji DNA has potential applications in barcoding and combinatorial stacking, retrievable information storage, and self-assembling nanostructure. The structural differences between three different Hajimoji duplexes are not larger than the differences between various standard DNA duplexes. This makes the system potentially able to support molecular evolution. And further, the ability to have structural regularity independent of sequence shows the importance of inter-base hydrogen bonding in such mutable information system. Thus, in addition to its technical application, this work provides a specifically expanded scope of the structure that we might encounter as we search the cosmos. Well, by now you all have realized that 8 nucleotides have actually created a new chapter in molecular biology history and has waved many more avenues to explore the unexplored, to understand the old mysteries and discover the new. What do you think? Is it actually possible? Do let me know about your views regarding this novel structure and its potential. I would love to hear your views. Till then, this is Shomrita signing off. Meet you all in another episode of Voice of Biotechnology. Bye-bye and take care.